Famous56.com presents this week's classic WFIL air check from
1984.
WFIL Philadelphia, temperature 68. This is Clint Fry, WFIL News. Now Joey Reynolds on 56 WFIL.
Testing. We're just testing. That's all. We want to see. It's almost 6 o'clock in the morning. Thank you, Clint. I smell some Hawaiian punch on your breath. So I know you've been a good boy all night. What are you doing? Up reading news? Reading old stories? He was out robbing a 7-Eleven making news. Why didn't you read about yourself this morning? His mic is off. He can't comment on anything. What's going on here? A morning show, hopefully. It's Tuesday. And we lost a day because of the holidays. See, Labor Day, you feel like, today feels like another Monday. We got two Mondays this week, right? But it's not really. It's a Tuesday morning, and it's a little bit, I don't know, it's drizzly out, kind of. I mean, there's not a lot of rain coming down. It's just that some of the roads are wet. And my experience has been that there is no hot water in the hotel. Also, yesterday on the way out of Atlantic City, I had to turn in the saltwater taffy so that I could get the money to pay the tolls because I lost all of my other cash gambling. I didn't count on that. I forgot. You notice that as you're getting out of New Jersey, they charge you one big buck. I mean, they get you one last time. They haven't had enough of you, right? They have all your money at the tables when you're at the casinos. And they get another quarter out of you when you're on the Atlantic City Expressway. But when you get to the end of it, they give you a dollar toll. See? I mean, why don't they just make it $4.50 general admission and show you a movie? I don't know why they'd get it over with. We're going to have some fun this morning between now and 8. Well, I do a short shift. Let there be music! This station provide coffee for the jocks? Sure it does. I had to stop and get my own on the way. Why don't we make coffee here this morning? The machine? No machine? Okay, 603 at WFIL Famous 56. I'm Joey. Good morning. I want to hear from somebody who has been to the Michael Jackson concert last night. I want to hear how that went. And so I'm going to give you a phone number, and then we'd like you to call us this morning. 263-8900, is that good? Or is that one of the in lines? 263-8900 in Pennsylvania. If you live in Jersey, 966-3900. And we're going to play something this morning that has not been on the air yet in Philadelphia. Yes, this is a Joan Rivers record. Is it all right? We get this thing on the air? Of course it's all right. Just play it over here. All right, 603 is the time. Now, we have some temperatures around. Anybody got some of the weather? Are we prepared or what?
62.
What, are you just making it up? No, come on now. We got to give the right temperature. There are certain people who are temperature freaks. Is that right? You got it right there in front of you? Okay. It's, 62 degrees is the temperature? Where? All over Philadelphia, it's 62 degrees. There's got to be some variance somewhere. How about down at the shore? 60. Make it a little cooler at the shore. Well, that's nice. Why don't we just act like Camelot? We'll make up our own weather. That's what they've been doing for years around here anyway. All right, 62 is the temperature. 263-8900 is the phone. If you've been to the Michael Jackson concert, I want to find out if there's anybody who listens to this radio station. Well, I know there are. I should finish the sentence there, right? I want to find out if there's anybody who listens to WFIL who would go to a Michael Jackson concert. Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? It wouldn't. You going to play Joan Rivers now? Okay, here's the Joan Rivers record. Can we talk? First time.
Look at my bare self. I clap like a seal. Ooh, baby, throw me a fish. I have no sex appeal. Oh, grow up. Get down. Go to your room. My body is a temple. Yo, the temple of doom.
Here.
Night on Jimmy Johnny.
I gave Joan the biggest break of her life.
Oh, yeah, that's because I swore to him I'd never be his wife. And Edgar, he's unbelievable. Oh, the man's a love machine. But the batteries are not included, if you know what I mean. I'm a sucker for a macho man. Boy George, oh, I got a crush on. He gives great karma, but he stole my favorite blush on. Can we talk here? Hey, Joan, what do you say? I say yes, yes, barf, barf, cock a hoo hoo.
Can we talk? Can we talk?
Get swine! Go back to the garbage can, you can't.
That's all we got. That's, I didn't want to steal any more than that. That's the Joan Rivers record. First time on the radio in Philadelphia. Can you believe we played it on FIL? Yeah, well, believe it. It's 6:07 right now. I'm Joey Reynolds. Good morning. This is our brand new show. It's Tuesday morning. And I just got into town yesterday. We went down to Atlantic City, did a broadcast yesterday afternoon with Dennis Cahill. And, oh, that was fun. We were on the sand. We had a really good time. And we invited people who were listening to our show this morning, been to the Michael Jackson concert, to call. So can we put this thing on the air? You want to do the traffic report first? We're just winging it this morning. I'm only here till 8. It's a short morning show. Did they tell you we got short hours, you know? 8 o'clock is when the show is over. Yeah, I don't work more than 2 hours anymore. I'm old. All right, we're going to take a call or the ARCO traffic. Traffic first. Okay, what's this guy's name? Hi there.
What do you mean, what's this guy's name?
I don't know who I got. You never know. You push buttons around here, you get all kinds of people. Who is this?
Sam.
Hey,
Clover.
Sam.
I talked to you last time you were
here. That's right. That was in April. You think I remember?
Yeah. So what are you doing back here?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
What do you want, Joe?
Money.
Okay.
I came back for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the East Coast money. See, what they do in California is nobody has anything out there anyway, you know.
What do you want? KOST? Is that where you were on last
time? Coast. No, no, no. That's a beautiful music station.
Oh. What was the one you were on last time?
Last week?
Yeah.
Magic 106.
Magic? Oh, okay. You're
keep
not
moving
allowed to
around.
Say that around this town.
Why not? They got another magic here?
There's another
here.
Magic in this town.
There's a magic and a kiss and a Q.
All kinds of
and
stuff.
And a Z in every city in this country.
This is true.
What do you got?
I got Jackknife Tractor Trailer. West on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. West of Willow Grove. Right-hand lane's closed. Please use caution. Schuylkill's okay because it's wet out there. A little bit of slippery conditions, so please be careful. South on the Roosevelt Boulevard at Fox Street on-ramp. Disabled vehicle. Please be careful. I'm Famous 56 WFIL, Sam Clover for the ARCO AM-PM Go Patrol.
I bet you when you were growing up, you never thought you were going to grow up to be a weatherman or a traffic man, did you?
No, or even talk to Joey Reynolds.
You never thought you were going to grow up.
No.
That right.
I never did.
All right, thanks, Sam. We'll check in with you again, right?
Bye, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye. Now we got somebody on the phone who saw Michael Jackson, I think. Hiya, hiya. I think we have you on the air. We're going to press some buttons here. We're winging it at 6:09 is our time now on FIL. Now can we try the call? Hello? Okay. It doesn't matter. I'll just do the sports. When in doubt, do the sports. That's what sports is for. Sports is a filler. Incidentally, let me tell you, it's going to be mostly cloudy and cooler today with some showers. We are having that. And tonight, gradual clearing and continued cooler. Tomorrow's going to be partial sunshine, so we'll see the sun sometime in the afternoon, according to the latest forecast. But last couple of weeks have been promising us rain, and we never got it, which is great. I think especially for the last few days, it's been swelling. There's been all kinds of humidity and buildup. But finally, it let go last night. There were some violent thunderstorms in many locations. And coming back from the beach, you can imagine what it did for the traffic around 8 or 9 o'clock last night. But that's all part of the game here. And we will report the weather to you just as it happens every morning, which is no big deal. But we'll report to you as it's going to happen. By Wednesday, we ought to have a nice day. That's according to the latest forecast. But weather has changed considerably. I don't think anybody really knows the weather, but they got a pretty good handle on it compared to 20 years ago when it would take 3 days to forecast something. All right, we're going to try to get you on the air after we play some songs, I guess, is the easiest thing. 263-8900 at FIL. We got some people who are calling. We had put out a call for those who have been to the Michael Jackson concert to get on the phone. And that's what we're waiting to hear from. I'm curious to find out how it went since we don't have a newspaper yet. 263-8900. We're supposed to be faster than paper anyway. Where's the immediacy of radio? 6:10 is our time.
The year was 1964, and America's long love affair with automobiles went head over heels for a sporty new sedan destined to become a classic. Mustang. Now, if you own a vintage model made between 64 and 73, then listen closely. Your treasure can be restored to original condition, just like the day it rolled out of the showroom. Engine, body, interior, all restored in perfect detail by the Mustang Menagerie. They restore the magic to your Mustang.
Okay, we got the phones to work, I think. We'll try them now. It's 6:11. We've wasted a whole minute playing commercials. On WFIL, Joey Reynolds this morning. Hiya, hiya. Who do we have on the air? We don't have anybody on the air. Good morning. Press the button. You guys, come on. Why don't you come over here and press the button? It doesn't matter. It's an ad-lib show. Don't worry about being having studio manners at this time. We blew that about 4 minutes ago. Just swing it. There we go. What do we press? Button's pressed, okay? I got the phone on the air, and the sun in the morning and the moon at night. No? There you go. Now we got it. Good morning. Does this work? No? It seems to me the last time I was here we did this. It takes about three engineers. See, this used to be a Union Station. And that's where we belong, is at Union Station.
That's right, yes.
All right, now where are we here?
Why don't we go to a record right
now? We go to a record and try to figure this out?
Yeah.
Why? We're having such fun involving the audience in this. Is this the Spinners? Philadelphia Sound. I'll be around. Well, I guess we've already done that, haven't we? That's all right. We just came into the station this morning. I'm Joey Reynolds at WFIL at 6:15, and they gave me my morning jock kit, which was an empty bag. There's nothing in it. No, we just have to build a morning show from nothing. That's all right. See, I had to buy my own coffee on the outside. There's no coffee in here. And we don't have any engineers left. They all went state's witness on the station. So they're all gone. We don't have any equipment working any longer. That's okay. See, this is how you start a morning show. I'd rather start from scratch. It's better than trying to live up to some fame that the station once had. See, because that's really hard. I can't be Dr. Don Rose. He was the most famous guy around here in recent years, right? Yeah, he's now in San Francisco, doing well, incidentally. But I can't live up to one of those guys' image. I have to start all over again, do my own thing. So we'll start with building our own phone company. How are we going to get the phones on the air, you guys? Never going to happen today? It doesn't matter. I mean, we'll just talk about it, right? It's like going to a psychiatrist's office. I've got here the newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. See, and no thanks to our newsroom, I found out, this is the hip station, right, that the Jackson concert was canceled. That's why we didn't get any calls from anybody who was there. And the reason was, of course, because of that rainstorm. And they gave us the official reason: the generators in the stadium takes 2 hours once they get them started, once they shut them down. And because of the electrical storms, they shut them down. So that's what happened with the concert last night. The other reason we haven't heard about this from the other end of the building is that Power 99 wasn't involved in the Jackson concert. Now, had they been involved in it, the generators would have been working. Is that not right? See, the trouble with the Jacksons is they didn't have the right juice. The Power 99 was off over at the stadium. Now, if they had had that, they could have gone on last night and made themselves some bread. But this way, all they did was get some people aggravated. It says there was a sparse crowd of 40,000. How spoiled we've gotten. Sparse crowd, are you kidding? It's 17 after 6 o'clock. This is our Tuesday show. Can we answer the phones on the air, you guys? Is this thing going to work? All right, let me try this here. Good morning. There you are. Hiya, hiya. No? We got someone here? We're experimenting, folks, so bear with us this morning.
Hey, how are you?
All right, good. I can hear you, but we can't hear you on the air. How about this switch here? Does this help? You can hear me. Who is this? Bill Edwards. There, we got you. Bill Edwards.
Yeah, you put me on hold 20 minutes ago.
Well, I put the whole world on hold 20 minutes ago. Nothing happened. And we finally got you on the radio. I'm sorry about that.
Good. Listen, about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You want to know why we wouldn't go to a Michael Jackson concert?
No, that wasn't the question. I asked how it was, and I asked to hear from people who had gone. Of course, we'd found out that it was rained out.
Well, I knew that last night.
But that didn't stop you, did it?
No.
What stopped you?
That's why we wouldn't go to a Michael Jackson concert.
Why not?
Because why should I give up something great when I got the oldies to live by?
Oh, you mean you're going to live in the past?
Of course. Why not? I got a million memories tied up there, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I would like to have a new experience so that I have some more memories banked up for the next time.
Yeah, but just think of all the young people we can introduce them to.
This is true. How old are you now?
I enjoy talking to you.
Now, is that the end of the conversation? All right, Bill.
Have a nice morning.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. WFIL Philadelphia, Joey Reynolds on the radio, and we got our new morning show. What is this? What are you doing? Break. It's the break. WFIL Philadelphia. All right. What do you want me to do?
Pay the bills.
Oh, commercials, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, play them. Go ahead.
We can help at Service Star.
Okay. I'm going to read the paper here. You guys listen to some music. I got to find out what's going on because I have to report to the public on what's happening while you slept. No, really, to be very totally blunt about it, it's 6:20. There has been nothing while you slept last night, which is great. See, no news is good news. There's a whole big paper published, and the biggest news of all is that the Jackson concert was canceled. And the other thing, do you remember that mayor in New York who used to read the news when the papers were on strike? Was it Mayor LaGuardia? Wasn't Firo? He used to read the comics on the air. Well, I'm going to read to you the official news, and this is nothing, nothing. I mean, it's great to have a day like this. The Jacksons rained out. The campaign is underway for Mondale and Reagan. They each got a column each in the paper. And the Chicago printer won $40 million in a lottery. And that's the biggest news. Isn't that great? And no real tragedy so far. And that's wonderful. Oh, it's bad for a lot of networks in our news department. These guys are biting their fists. It's an old Italian trick. But what we're doing here today, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to create some memories. We're going to play some songs from the past, things that you remember, like the Beatles. Do you remember this?
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
'65 for the Beatles and rock and roll music. 6:23 is the time. I'm Joey on the radio on a Tuesday, and this is our first day. This is our day after Labor Day, and we got a what newsman do we get? The white one or the black one?
White.
The white guy this morning. Well, is this Jeff over there? Hiya, Jeff. Hiya. Oh, wait. No, you're on the air. Anytime you want to talk. Yeah, you're not on the air. Why don't you come in here and read the news? Just be informal. Take the news and come on in here. I mean, this is gonna take the news, and you know what to do with it, right? See, there was a morning show here for years, and it was a very formal radio station. WFIL used to be a formal radio station. And, of course, the era that we are celebrating these days is the late 50s and 60s, when this was the pop explosion and the boss radio. Now, that was a good dozen years when this was the top station in town, without hands down. And they were slick as you know what. But times changed, and everything does, you know, everything. Ask the Arco gas station people. I mean, they used to be in the gas station business. Now they run a supermarket. So everything changes. And now we're into a new era. Now, to have a new era, you got to get rid of the old. So before we go in one era and out of the other, so to speak, we need to get rid of some of the old stuff. And we have to start building from scratch. And since most people around here don't have any scratch, we're going to have to use our imagination, because it's been a long time since they paid big bucks. Right, Jeff?
That's a, wait a minute now.
What?
I'm not supposed to say that.
Well, sure you are. You're supposed to say the truth. Now, as a news person, come on, sit down.
All right. Do you want me to share the chair?
Oh, yeah. We share the chair and the same.
One hasn't changed. You still need a microphone to do this.
That's right. I know. Well, see, they did not do anything for us this morning. Have you noticed that? There was no coffee waiting. There was no newspaper waiting. The phones didn't work. The microphone didn't work in the newsroom.
Nada on the donuts.
So what's new? Right? I mean, this is the same thing that we've come to expect all over.
SOS. Same old story.
Now, what is happening in the news this morning that should be of a shocking nature?
Nothing. We're just going to lull them out of bed this morning.
Then why even bother?
Well, because it's important information. There are, for instance, we had the Jacksons concert last night, right?
Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah, but there are some...
We covered it.
We have to tell them more, like, about their refunds and stuff like that.
All right, like what?
Well, that they're going to get their money back, first of all, which is pretty good for a Jackson's concert.
Yeah. Well, there were 40,000 people there last night?
There were supposed to be 60,000. They canceled it the last minute.
Yeah, well,
like,
well
right before they were supposed to go on.
While they were driving in, were people hearing that it was canceled?
No, because everybody was inside already. It was 9:30 when they canceled the thing. The concert was supposed to start right about then.
Yeah. So, well, how do you get your money back? What do you got to do?
I don't know.
Good news, man.
We're going to, honest at least, keep my credibility intact.
You want to read some more stories?
You want me to tell more?
Do them in this fashion.
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to talk to Walt.
Who's Walt?
Walt McDonald is the guy who's going to do traffic right now.
Oh, is he on tape or live?
They didn't prime you at all
this
weekend,
did
they?
Not at all, no. Just take the earphones.
No, he's live this time. He's sitting there eating space at this point. We better go to him.
All right.
Walt?
From Turner, Samus56.com.